Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are free for you. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away, and you'll find, I think, that we give away more than they probably charge you for. Go see for yourself and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Tonight, Mark, you are with me as always.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd show up.
And you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You actually arrived a night early, and I have to say that it sounds like it was a really good choice. Do you think it was?
But,
come here early?
It's fine. I mean, everything was great. You know, things worked out. Sure.
Yeah, you guys got to do your show, but also there were a lot of people that were apparently
in
attendance
here. Oh, yeah, lots of people.
So Jason Osborne, the organizer of the event, commented kind of jokingly that eventually it'll probably end up being a two-week-long thing.
Yeah, well, a lot of people want to come early. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival is so exciting for some folks that they want to be here before everybody else.
It's a lot of fun. And you said probably hundreds of people are already here. At some point, we'll get one of the organizers on board, get the official numbers, see how it compares to last year.
Sure.
At this point, I believe it will probably outsell last year's. We're going to still talk to also other interesting folks that are going to be in the studio with us, but of course, we'll continue to take your calls as well at 855-453. We'll go to Frank, listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, live from Porkfest 25.
Good evening, gentlemen. So,
Frank, where are you, man?
I
thought you were
going to
make
there.
It up. It's great. I thought you were going to make it up. You coming up? Still got plenty of time.
Nah, you know what? I can't. I'm stuck here in the city.
Too much activism
and, you know, social concerns to deal with. But, no, I wanted to ask a question. As I said, you know, I find it very interesting that, you know, Porkfest is celebrating freedom, and it's something that many of us feel we've lost, you know, through the illegal legislation and treasonous acts of our Congress and, you know, our chief executive, not only Obama, but Bush and Bush's father. And we can go all the way back beyond Ronald Reagan, but that really is for the historians to deal with. What I wanted to ask is, you know, are you guys doing anything like a transmission meditation to sort of levitate, you know, the Pentagon in a good way from the Pork Fest, you know, to sort of negate, you know, the military crimes that this government is perpetuating in many theaters of action? And the second question... The second question I have for you guys is...
Well, let's get to the first question. Whoa, Frank.
I'm sorry.
Frank, let's do the first question first.
Mark, okay. I don't think there's going to be a transcendental meditation circle or anything like that going on here, but...
How do you know that? There are different things happen on Sunday.
All kinds of things happen.
Don't the Quakers have a meeting? The Christians?
There's going to be a Quaker meeting. There certainly is.
So why wouldn't New Age, you know, have a...
I just don't... I have not heard of it happening yet. I'm welcoming anyone to start it up, though.
Suggest a group meditation where you're going to channel all the good energy from the good freedom-loving Porkfest folks to you know, negate the negative hostility and war that the Pentagon is perpetuating in many theaters of war, including, it looks like we're involved in Syria covertly and, you know, destabilizing Iran.
Well,
and
I'm not involved in either of those things, but I get where you're coming from, Frank.
But so anyhow, that's something to think about. If I were up at Porkfest, I would want to do that. I would want to have sort of a big 2-hour meditation to sort of free up the
2 hours
of tyranny and constipation and let this country be free
again. I have
the
trouble with 20 minutes of meditation, let alone 2 hours. But that's great. I think it's a great idea, Frank. You know, something maybe you should do it. This is one of those things where you should probably take the initiative and come up and start something like that because, as you might imagine, we've got our plates full of work.
The people with the passion usually do the best job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, if for everybody that came to me with a great idea, if they would just go ahead and do their own idea, that would be great.
Good.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Now,
so what was number two, Frank?
Plate, are you guys having a barbecue or sort of like a pork fest with, you know, barbecue and pork shoulder and ribs and things, or, you know.
Well, this is a campground, and there are camping-style things that go on. There's a cook-off, I believe. I'm not sure which day it is, but there is usually a cook-off here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And at all times, there are people selling various different food products here. Mandrick, who we've had on before, one of the sponsors of this program, Mandrick's Georgia's Famous Baklava, he's here, and he's cooking up gyros. He's cooking up burgers. They've got chicken fingers. They've got all kinds of food there. In fact, I've got a gyro with me right now, and it is delicious.
And
he makes a gyro with a bacon weave, and they call that a train wreck. So is that enough pork for you?
good. Now, that sounds really tasty. Makes me want to wish I were up there, but I'll be up there in spirit. I'll meditate good vibes up to Porkfest.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your call tonight, man.
We'll see what happens after 2012.
if there is anything after 2012.
You know, if Porkfest will be around next year, we'll see what happens when the Mayan calendar runs out. But
yeah,
listen,
there you go,
good
Frank.
Good talking to you guys.
Thanks for the call, man.
Freedom.
Appreciate it.
Celebrate freedom while we still have it.
We will do that, and I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
The Mayans didn't know anything about Porkfest, I'll tell you.
It feels more free here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There, just when you've got people around you who actually care and get the ideas of freedom, then it does feel more free here. And certainly we're still here under the the state of New Hampshire and the federal government. These people are around. I mean, there are cops somewhere in Lancaster, New Hampshire. But last year, the cops actually were prohibited from coming to this campground by the campground's owner. He specifically requested the police not come back because they did come out for whatever reason at some point. And he told them that their services were not necessary. Please go away. Do not come back to Rogers Campground during this week, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I think that's exciting. I love to have when private property owners exerting their private property rights over the various different government agents that would dare to come upon it.
It's really it's a strong position. Can you imagine? I mean, he owns this very large business inside Lancaster, New Hampshire, and he probably knows the law enforcement very well. And it's got to be a tough position saying, hey, you're just not welcome here.
And I think that the porcupines, as they're called, the porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project. I think they can handle their own security. I mean, we've got hundreds of like-minded people here. If somebody is trouble, then we've got enough big guys that can handle, intervening in a situation like that. Whatever the situation might be, we could probably handle it better than the cops.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the big guys. I mean, big guys are nice because they...
if you want to remove someone from some property, it's nice to have some big guys.
Well, yeah, but I think that the very best thing about them is they don't actually have to be physical. Because they're big, they usually can, people aren't as fast to put their hands on them.
I see what you're saying. So one of the things I wanted to point out is this year is a little different. There's a lot that's different at Porkfest this year. It's bigger. There's more stuff going on a daily basis. But there's also an ostracism campaign that is actively going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They essentially have the equivalent of wanted posters up, they've been posted around the campgrounds. But when you go and register, there are pictures of a couple of people who have actually been prohibited.
Three
people? I only saw two. But people have been prohibited from coming here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, I think it's interesting that the fest has become so large that they are saying,
they got a banned list.
Right, we don't want you here. I mean, we don't need your business, whoever you troublemaking types. And it's a public event, so anybody can go and sign up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But if you come here and you put somebody in danger, maybe you're not handling a weapon correctly, or maybe you're threatening, you're threatening somebody. I don't care if it's because you're drunk or whatever your reason is, whatever your excuse. At some point, you're going to cross a line. At some point, if you don't submit to mediation, for instance, if you're not willing to make good, if you're not willing to make your victim whole, if you're not willing to go to mediation and talk about these issues, I think it's entirely the right thing to do for the Porcupine Freedom Festival owners, the operators, to say, look, we don't want you here. And if you come here, you're going to be asked to leave. And if you don't leave, then we're going to take the steps necessary to ensure that you do leave. And hopefully that'll be enough to keep these individuals away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, one of them has said that he's going to show up anyway.
Really?
Yep.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know his name. I mean, I was reading the poster, and he said, he doesn't care.
So this was said on the poster,
yes.
Wanted poster?
It was a
very
warning.
Interesting.
He would be there.
So this is kind of an interesting aspect of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. We're going to come back with more special guests here in the studio, plus your calls about whatever's on your mind. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012, and it's just getting started. Tonight, the first night, we're going to be doing them all, doing live shows all week long here from Porkfest, all the way through our Saturday show. So all week long, seven total shows from Porkfest. Tonight is our second. More coming up. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like this program, then maybe you want to help out Free Talk Live. You know, the stuff on the site is free. Those other talk show hosts don't give you free websites. They charge you for it, but we give it all away, and if you want to, you can support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We'll take that and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations. We've got over 100 AM and FM stations across the country that air this program at various points throughout the week. We can get more than that, but it does take money to make money. And so, therefore, we are investing that money, your $3, the price of a cup of coffee, into advancing the ideas of liberty on national radio. So if that's valuable to you, well, you get perks, too. You also get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum. Go get all the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. You can, by the way, use any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use a MasterCard and Visa right on our website. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. The equipment that we're using here on this remote broadcast, is essentially AMP dollars paid for that equipment.
Indeed.
So we could, physically get Free Talk Live out of the studio and take it on the road and meet new people. So once
again, amplifiers are the ones to thank for all the radio stations that we're on. They're the ones that make it possible.
They do make it easier, that's for sure. I make it possible by making the phone calls. If I didn't make those calls, then it would not, all the advertising in the world wouldn't get 108 radio stations. You've got to make the calls in the same way that Mark, sales don't come in without you picking up the phone.
Sure.
So, but the amplifiers are integral into making the show the success that it is. Had it just been me making calls without the advertising, I don't think we'd be doing near as well.
I would agree.
So amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to help us out.
Also, we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and lots of people out here with camping gear, and they got it, many of them got it from manventureoutpost.com.
If they're smart.
That's right, because it's a great way to get the name brands at big discounts. It's manventureoutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition at the best rates right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors enthusiast needs. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. They work on really small margins there at manventureoutpost.com because they're bringing you the best rates. And 5% off, it's a great deal at manventureoutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL and get that 5% off at manventureoutpost.com.
We've got more special guests lined up here in the studio. First to the phones and the fun, we go to Mark listening in Benton Harbor, Michigan to WSJM-FM. Hello, Mark. Mark,
hello.
You are on the air.
Yeah, it's not Benton Harbor, it's... I don't know where she got Benton Harbor, but...
Okay, apologize. Where are you?
Pawpaw.
Okay, very good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I had two questions. One is because I'm never going to be able to get to Pork Fest because of my physical disability. I'm kind of where I'm at.
Oh, man.
Is a Pork Fest is that kind of like the old Woodstock or something, a new age Woodstock or something?
I would say that there's some similarities. It's not a music festival as much as it's a festival focused on people that are interested in the ideas of liberty and human freedom, human rights, things like that.
There's not a music focus, but there is a musical lineup.
Yeah, sure.
So there is going to be a night where there's just band after band after band that's going to be playing.
And sadly, most women have their tops on.
Yeah.
Well, depends on where you are, Mark.
Some type of freedom ideal, freedom expression.
Yeah, so some similarities between this and Woodstock, some similarities between this and Burning Man as well, I would say. But it's a unique festival that just doesn't exist anywhere else. I mean, there are also liberty-oriented gatherings like Libertopia out in California. And, of course, sometimes, there are conventions like Liberty Forum. But nothing is quite like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And this may be the most well-attended liberty-oriented event that is in existence around the world. I don't think, not even like, a Libertarian Party convention can hold a candle to this.
Man, I want to go so bad at this. I tell my wife, because I'm looking for another state. I hate the state. And I said, hey, let's not go. Why don't we just go down there to New Hampshire? And she said, well, what? And I go, yeah, then we go to the Freedom Fest all the time. She goes, well, why would I want to go to somewhere where it's freedom? I go, she's not.
What?
I forget. You wouldn't understand. She's like... She don't understand that when you have your rights and stuff, and she just don't understand all that stuff about.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere. Everybody has to start somewhere, and maybe our next guest can actually help your was it your wife, you said?
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Mark. We'll try to give you some recommendations here in a short bit. And thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we do have a special guest here in on microphone number 3 tonight. He is an author. Boston Tea Party is the pseudonym. But I don't know if you want to use your real name on the air. So we'll just call you Boston Tea Party.
That's fine, yeah.
And I've actually read
it's
your
a nom de plume. Pseudonyms for, like, bank robbers and stuff.
Really?
Nom de plumes for authors.
Okay.
Yeah, after a bank robbery, I went to a nom de plume
there you go.
With books.
Yeah.
Right. I've given up the pseudonym.
You've been writing liberty-oriented material for a long time. I remember reading You and the Police and Bulletproof Privacy back in the 1990s when I was growing up.
Right, 96 and 97 they came out.
Great books. And those aren't the only books you've written. There's another one that you wrote back then that apparently you've just revised.
That's right, Ian. In 97, I wrote a book called Hologram of Liberty, The Constitution Shocking Alliance with Big Government.
There's a lot of people, a lot of small government people, upon a plain reading of the Constitution, they believe the Constitution is a small government document. And I certainly came from that.
So did I.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So that's not true?
It's not true at all. If you look at who agitated for the Constitutional Convention back in 1787, who wrote the document in that 3-month-long convention, and then who, pressed for its ratification through the Federalist Papers, these were all nationalist-type people. They wanted a nationalist, mercantilistic system and a strong central government. But they knew that half
so Madison,
the people...
Madison, Jay, Hamilton?
Absolutely. Hamilton in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Washington, and they got themselves all lathered up over the Shays Rebellion, which was a creditor, a revolt in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew the people of the day, at least half or
you
more
mean
than
the rebellion
half,
like the rebellion that they had just led?
Yeah, there's some similarities that they didn't quite, see.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very ironic. But, now those guys, after the revolution, were in power. And so when there's a rebellion against their structure, they see that as threatening.
Oh, yeah, they got to go kill those
and
people.
And got very nervous about it. So they wanted a strong central government, but they knew they couldn't get it immediately. So the next best thing was to write the rules of the game, so to speak, in the Constitution, where the strong central government would eventually occur over generations. And that's exactly why we have what we have.
Wow. And you really believe it was that calculated?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. There's internal papers. There's the different drafts of the Constitution where they massaged it to move the rules of the game where the feds would trump over the states and the
and
people.
And you go over all this in
very
your book.
Thoroughly, yeah.
Can you stick with us for a few?
Sure, be happy to.
More coming up here with Boston Tea Party. And what's your website, by the way, where folks can go?
JavelinPress.com.
Javelin, like the thing you throw. JavelinPress.
J-A-V, right.
.com. There's more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome as well. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts if you get your call in right now. And, of course, we'll have plenty of time throughout the entire week because we're here every single night broadcasting live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's so much going on. It's impossible to cover it all. I'm just looking here at the event schedule. And Mark, you're here with your family, your wife and son, and dog are here. This is a dog-friendly park.
Absolutely, there better be. There's plenty of them running around
here. And
that's your dog.
There's the family zone where tomorrow Wacky Tag will be happening.
Yep.
Tag like you've never played. Crazy rules that gets crazier as you play.
Like a blast.
Family mixer later on in the tomorrow evening. So
well, I'll tell you, the families want to know who each other are. They want to be able to find other kids to play with. They want parents want to talk. My wife is constantly hitting moms up for child rearing ideas, food preparation ideas, those kind of things. I mean, that's what she wants to talk about here at Porkfest. And there are lots of people that are very interested in food freedom, education freedom. The unschool buses over here, so it's a huge family event.
So there's a lot of family stuff going on, but there's also some adult things happening. We already talked with Dale Everett about the upcoming Bigger Gear dance party, and so there's something here for everybody, at least if you love liberty. If you are a dyed-in-the-wool art statist, you're probably going to feel a little bit uncomfortable around this particular crowd, and Boston Tea Party is with us here tonight. We'll get right back to his thoughts in moments.
Yeah, when it comes to the potential incidents while driving, whether it's police abuse or some kind of accident or whatever, you want to have a witness on your side, and the most important witness that you can have is the GPS black box dash cam. You can get it at freedomcam.net, and it is a product that will allow you to have video inside the vehicle, outside the vehicle, front and back, audio recording, GPS, the direction you're going, the speed you're going, and you want that kind of information on your side whenever you're dealing with some kind of traffic incident. I've got one in both of my vehicles, and it's very important to me. And Ian, you've got one for whenever you can get that car of yours on the road.
Yeah, batteries dead now.
freedomcam.net.
Haven't driven it in long enough. But, you know, it's not bad, Mark. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is voted the most walkable place in New Hampshire.
Works fine.
One of the most walkable places in the entire country. So, you know, it's all right to not have a car. And so we're here with Boston Tea Party. We're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. How many of these have you been to now, Boston?
First Pork Fest. Having
what?
A great time. Very
really?
First Pork Fest. I've
I'm shocked.
Spoken at two Liberty forums
okay,
before.
Okay, that's where I've seen you then.
In 09 and 10, so to speak. But usually the Pork Fest overlaps the Free State Wyoming's Jamboree, which is a similar outdoor event.
But this year that is not the case this year, which means you can attend, in theory, both
Exactly.
Events. That seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, I love it.
Different times.
Right.
Now, Free State Wyoming, you mentioned it. Let's talk about it. What's that mean?
It's a Western alternative in some ways to Free State Project. You know, had FSP chosen Wyoming.
And it was on the list.
It was the number two.
It was, yeah, by a couple of hundred votes. It was very close.
Mm-hmm.
But had it gone the other way, where the FSP had chosen Wyoming, I am sure there would have been a Free State New Hampshire. You know,
probably.
Just because people, you know, enough of them wanted to stay in the East. It was the same for us out West. So I don't see us as competition, but complementing. Because not everyone can come out east and, you know, vice versa.
They don't all want to. I mean, you know, people like the West for whatever reason they like the West.
Exactly.
I'm not from the West. I don't understand it, but that's fine.
Right.
I don't need to.
Right. Yeah.
So how long has it been going on? When did y'all get that started?
Since 04.
04.
Yeah, we've had a couple hundred movers. We've got about 9,000 on the forum. We've got hundreds more pledged to come out to Wyoming. It's not as energetic of an organization as far as political activism and marketing and so forth. But, you know, it hums along pretty nicely, and we like it just fine.
Well, so. I'm glad to see that it's still going. I mean,
oh, absolutely,
it's good to know. There have been a number of Free State fill-in-the-blanks that have kind of fallen by the wayside over the years. Free State Europe is one of them, I believe.
Okay.
Last time I checked their website, it hadn't been updated since 2006. There was the Free State, there was this Free Southeast Project, which
Tennessee.
Hasn't done a damn thing since
I saw something on their forums, but, you know, they're certainly not as far along.
They have forums now? I looked,
Facebook.
They didn't even have a website.
The Facebook.
Yeah, well, the last I heard from them, they were going to have a website, like, you know, when they first created their Facebook page. I said, well, when's the website coming? We're working on it. Well, apparently they're still working
on
it. Yeah.
It's a website.
Right. If I want to put a website up, I talk to my tech guy, Michael Hampton. I say, hey, man, I need to get a new WordPress blog up. He has it up for me, you know, within 24 hours.
You could have one with...
I've got it configured within the next 24 hours.
Plainboards.com. You could just go... You could buy the web domain. Just go to plainboards.com and forward it to the link.
Look at you thinking like a webmaster now, Mark. I'm proud of you.
Can I tell you?
That's right. Plainboards.com can help you, too. So, you know, if there's a bunch of people out there that have been talking, well, we need to do this in our state. And we get that a lot on Free Talk Live as well. How come we don't have Free State Ohio and Free State Arizona and Free State? Well, doesn't that defeat the purpose? I mean, isn't Free State, the Free State Project in New Hampshire and Free State Wyoming, isn't that enough? I mean, can we just keep it there so we can concentrate our activism in one place? Because that's the whole point of these projects, is to move people who care about freedom to the same place so we can actually accomplish something rather than be this, you know, lone voice screaming in the wilderness about freedom as, you know, the boot crushes our throats.
True. Yeah, if we had 500,000 active Free Staters, we could support, you know, a dozen or more Free State movements in other states.
But we don't
but
have
we
those
don't.
Numbers.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, of all the people that are active, like maybe right now with the Ron Paul campaign, only some of them are going to continue to be active after Ron Paul, because a lot of them don't know what the hell else to do besides the Ron Paul campaign. They haven't heard of the Free State Project or Free State Wyoming.
Right.
But to even activate a small portion of those people and get them to move,
that's the hardest
can
thing.
Make a huge difference.
It's the hardest. It's the final thing. You know, pack up, move, change your life. New job, new business.
It's a huge commitment.
It is a big commitment.
It's the ultimate. You know, what else? What more could someone do?
With the way the housing market's been over the last 5 or 6 years, it's a very difficult situation.
Yeah.
When the prices were just going up, it's like, oh yeah, well I'll sell this one, I'll buy another one, it'll keep going up. But then, you know, it crashes, so you're invested, you're upside down, you don't want to leave.
Yep.
And then you buy one, and you're stuck, and you know, it's just much more difficult. It's much more of a commitment.
Right. That's true.
So Free State Wyoming.org is where folks can go to learn more about the Free State Wyoming movement. And, of course, our friends Michael Dean and Nino Vidotti from the Freedom Fiends.
Right.
Michael Dean is based out of Casper. So
he's an FSW,
a
valued member, and a very interesting guy, and we loved having him out there.
So is it at Free State Wyoming or FSW? Is that Free State Wyoming or Free State West?
Free State Wyoming.
Okay.
.org. From there, our forum has a bounce link, and you know most of the action is on the forum versus the website. Our website's pretty pretty stale, like a flyer.
Yeah.
Basically pointing towards the forum. So that's where the action is.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to share about your book?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about the book.
Sure.
So we were talking about how the Constitution was actually a document intended to grow government.
The book is called, by the way, Hologram of Liberty, and it's just been updated.
Yes. So you made the statement. Back it up. You said that there are these other the previous versions of the Constitution.
I wouldn't say previous version, but
drafts.
Oh, within the yeah, and that's it's hard to get into that over the radio because you're looking at, you know, committee of style, committee of detail, and all that. But
we've got about a minute to get into it,
do we? Okay. Well, let's fast forward as far as like the revision I did after the last 15 years. I predicted back in 97 there would be real 10th Amendment friction and challenges between the states and the federal government.
We're seeing
that right now with the Firearm Freedoms Acts, especially with Obamacare that the Supreme Court is going to rule on at the end of the month and all that. So we're at a real crossroads coming up with, can the states maintain any form of federalism and Republican government under the Constitution, or is the Supreme Court going to allow the federal government just to run totally and finally roughshod over this titular, you know, limitation on the feds? And, you know,
I'd bet on the latter.
I would too. I'm forecasting a 5-4 decision upholding the individual mandate and Obamacare, and therefore the rest of the package.
Well,
I think Kennedy will
swing
over that way.
Now, we recently read an article that said that, 25%, 24% of the people think that the states don't have the right to secede. Is that something that was ever, did anyone ever talk about this, the exit clause to the Constitution?
Well, the Federalists that started the Constitution thought they could secede, and they almost tried to in 1814. So, given that, it's some historical background. Yeah, I think there's historical background by the founders of the Constitution.
Do you think that, who's going to be first, Wyoming or New Hampshire?
I think Wyoming or Montana has the edge in a secessionist kind
I hope
kind
you
of
do
movement.
It, man. We'll follow six. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live from PortFest 2012.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,2190. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,6250, $8,3125 for a half ounce, or $4,1562 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,6250, $8,3125, and $4,1562.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls as always, although this week's editions of Free Talk Live will be different from the normal in that we'll actually have guests in our studio talking with us. Pretty rare that we'll do that at our normal studios at LRN.fm.
It is rare.
In Keene. But here we're in Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Night has fallen at this point. I imagine campfires are starting up as we are here.
The big bonfire is out. I noticed
it's happening already.
That's right.
And so there is a lot of
people. There's people around it drinking beer.
I bet you there are, and maybe smoking things, too. You never know. It is the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. It's going to be going on all week. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com. We're going to be broadcasting live all week long. And, of course, we're going to go right to your phone calls, and we'll go to another special guest here in the studio with us. Mike is listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Mike, you are on the air.
Hi, Ian. Hey, I was listening to with the delay and stuff. I just heard a guy who called and was talking about the campus, carrying on campus, and he said, oh, well, I think that areas where you're not allowed to have guns, we ought to have armed security. Well, that's called a police state, I think.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think he was being serious about that.
I don't know. I mean, he seems somewhat confused.
He said that with the caveat that was if you couldn't get guns to be allowed on campus, you should have armed security around, because if you're not going to let the kids carry weapons to defend themselves, then someone has to be there to defend them. That was what he was saying.
That's what he was saying, yes.
Yeah, maybe we can all just have a police officer issued to us.
That'll be great.
Keep us safe. You know, we got
like a little nanny.
Yeah, they could just follow us around, and we could have them in the back seat of our car when we're driving, and they'll keep us safe. I mean, nobody will mess with us, you know what I mean? I just think it's funny how...
They'll get bored, so they'll have to, oh, you shouldn't eat that, oh, you shouldn't smoke that, you shouldn't touch that, you make sure you wash your hands. You know, like, they're gonna have to have things to do. So.
Well, that's probably going to happen at some point, but it'll be less personal. There'll likely be some sort of overscreen, some kind of camera system in your home and in your car that'll be placed there without your consent. But go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, I always find it amazing that people call and they say, oh, well, we need to fix the system. The system's broke. Well, if you look at it at the point of view as these globalists or people that are for a police state like the politicians, the system is actually perfected for them. In their mind, I think they think that everything is perfect. I mean, it's exactly how they want it.
I agree. It is a brilliant system from their perspective in that they get to indoctrinate the youth in this country from a very young age into believing in them, to believing in the system, to thinking that it's necessary, and to thinking that it's good and just, and that you know, it's something that we all that we all need. And so it's a very brilliant system in that it gets people to believe that it's something other than what it actually is, which is a group of men and women that are forcing their way on other innocent human beings. They think that it's something besides a criminal gang and criminal activity. And so they have this this aura of legitimacy that protects them from this from the same sort of retaliation that regular gang members might get if they, for instance, wanted to hold you up in the streets. So there's all that, and then of course all that indoctrination leads people to be very obedient and do whatever it is that they're told and pay all of the taxes and extortions that are demanded of them. You're right. I think it's working just fine from their perspective.
And Mark, last night on last night's show, I heard you advertise for that thing, the camera that goes across the windshield. And I don't know if you said that you used one or if you have one, but I looked at the website for that, and that thing looks pretty cool, man. How is the audio quality on that?
I listened to it. It seemed fine when I, I tested it out, that kind of thing.
It's going to pick up a conversation in your cab. You will likely pick up a conversation with somebody standing at your window, like a police officer, for instance.
I wouldn't send it in as my audition tape for American Idol, though.
Right, but you could hear a cop trying to jack boot. Yeah, I want to get one for my tractor. I have contacts with police all the time. I mean, usually about once every other week.
When you say tractor, do you mean tractor trailer or like a tractor you're driving on the farm?
No, I mean that's 18-wheeler. I'm the tanker driver that called yesterday.
Okay, all right, great. Very good. I'm imagining a guy on the farm with the Freedom Cam, and I didn't realize farm enforcement had become that heavy. But anyway, yeah, I would say it's worth an investment. It's a great product. I use it when I had a car. I used it, and I still will intend to use it when I get another car.
Awesome. That's all I have to say. I love your show.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. As we continue here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we've got another special guest here on the microphone. And a lot of times at Porkfest, we'll have people talk to us we've never talked to before.
Sure.
Sometimes we'll talk to people we've talked to previously.
That's the best part because, we've had a lot of the big names in the Liberty Movement on.
Right. That wasn't the first time we talked to Boston Tea Party.
Sure wasn't.
But this is the first time we've talked to Steve. Steve, welcome to Free Talk Live. Get close in on that mic, and good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how we in the movement kind of portray ourselves in the way that we're perceived by the general public. I think we have a very strong tendency to get into the out there stuff first and lead with that. I've heard a lot of people start talking about, the 9/11 truther type stuff.
Around here?
Well,
in general.
In general.
Okay, because I don't feel like that's very big in the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire.
I don't think I've heard it since I've been to Porcupine Festival, but especially on the internet and everything else. And when I talk about the Liberty Movement, I mean all aspects of it, the Ron Paul movement, the Free State Project, I guess Free State Wyoming, all that as well. But more so than that,
that stuff bothers me too.
Absolutely. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the tactics that people should use. I came from a slightly different background before I joined the Liberty Movement. I joined a church, became a Christian after being an atheist for a long time. But
that's interesting.
Absolutely. And it is interesting, but a topic for another time. I'm not here to preach Christianity to anybody, and I don't mean to step on any toes. Anyway, one of the things that really affected me when I was talking to them is that they were, we all have this perception of right-wing Christians as being very down your throat, I'm going to shout you out, the guy standing on the street corner holding the sign telling us all the different ways we're going to burn in hell. They were extremely polite to me. They were very accepting of the fact. They knew that I was an atheist when I started talking to them, and they gave me my own space to come around, so to speak.
I think that ties into something we were talking about earlier. There was a fairly hostile caller on the line talking about TSA George, and how could you be a liberty lover and work in that job? And that that being welcoming and warm and accepting and understanding
Absolutely.
Towards people, it goes a long way. I give as an example Brad Jardis, who's sitting in the back of the studio here tonight. He has told me, and I agree with this, that when he was first coming around the Liberty Movement, there were a group of people that were pretty standoffish towards, whoa, he's a cop.
Yep.
You know, so we can't be nice to him. And Mark, you and I were friendly with Brad, and
there were
others.
The cop that's going to arrest you is going to announce that he's a cop.
There were others. I don't think that was necessarily paranoid. I think it was just more of like, he's a cop, he's one of the bad guys, that kind of mentality. And we were.
In order to be a good guy, there have to be bad guys, right?
We were friendly with Brad, and as were other people. But if he hadn't had that warm, welcoming reception from some people in the movement, then he would have been completely turned off to it, and we wouldn't have the asset to the movement that he's become. I mean, he's really just a great activist all around. So I think that's exactly what you're talking about.
Right. That is exactly what I'm getting into, and kind of that warm welcome, it comes with an emotional tie-in, right? And this is a little bit of Christianity, but I think it goes through every religion or any movement when you're trying to speak from the other side of the fence where people don't really understand you. Is that the idea of loving your neighbor or loving your enemy is key because it gives you the power to stay calm when you otherwise wouldn't. Because I know I've gotten in a lot of conversations and, you know, somebody starts to shout at me or swear at me or anything like that. And it's everybody's tendency to respond in like. So, you know, a little bit of compassion towards those that you're talking to and seeing them for their potential. Not necessarily for who they are. You know, they might be a Mitt Romney supporter or Barack Obama supporter. That doesn't mean that they can't be a Paul supporter one day, or Gary Johnson, or, you know, maybe a voluntarist
completely.
One
and
day.
It's tricky, though, sometimes. Like the other day when people were raiding my tenant's house and I was there for that, it was hard for me to find, I didn't even think about love in that moment. I wasn't shouting or yelling at them. I was basically telling them that I didn't appreciate what they were doing. So I think that my demeanor is probably different than it might have been 5 years previous.
Absolutely.
But it's always something you have to keep your mind on and be aware of what you're thinking so you can stop yourself and shift to a different perspective, a more loving based perspective.
You just can't hate somebody into your point of view.
Exactly.
And that goes with any point of view that you got. You can't yell them into it. You can't hate them into it. You can't browbeat them into it. You can't, you can't you're dumb them into it.
Exactly.
None of that stuff works.
Yeah, and Stephen Molyneux actually had a line from one of his talks about how to win a political argument where he said the first person to pull out a gun in an argument loses. Mm. The first time people notice that it's there. So, you know, just always keep in mind how you're being perceived by the others who might not even be involved in the argument.
Good suggestion, Steve. I really appreciate you coming on the show here tonight. We're wrapping up this episode live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Thanks for coming, everybody.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.